Welcome to Axolot Podcast. It's 5 p.m. the sportive time. I'm Nathan, your host today. Today we are talking about a famous gymnast and gender discrimination in women's sports. She was born on March 14, 1997 in Columbus. She is one of the best gymnasts in the world. She has participated at the 2024 Olympics. I think you had guessed. It's Simone Biles. Today, we have many special guests, include one of her close friends, a specialist, and finally, one of her big fans. Now, we are going to receive a close friend. Welcome, Emma. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you are doing well.
Hello, it's Emma. Thank you too for your invitation in your podcast. I'm very happy to be here with you today. I knew Simone Biles before she was a celebrity. Simone is a really, really nice person.
Has she ever cried because she didn't get the medals?
No, she has never cried because she didn't get the medals.
Has she ever thought of quitting gym?
No, she hasn't thought about that. I remember once she said, "Nothing can break me."
Did she have time for her family, her friends?
Yes, she has time for us, but it's complicated because she's out all of the time, work, work, work. But yes, gym is all of her life.
Oh, yes. When she has begun the gym?
She started at 6 years old. Gym saved her.
Ego, I'm Mr. Elias, a specialist of the gym. Thanks for the invitation of the podcast.
What do you think about her performance at the Olympics?
I think at the Olympics, her performance is beautiful. She has a great technique to impress the jury and the spectator. To me, Simone Biles will have a long and great career.
Have you ever seen her in a competition?
Yes, I have seen her 2 times. The first time was in the basic competition, and the second time it was in the Olympic Games 2024.
Welcome, Mia.
Hello, I am glad to be here with you today. Thank you for having me. It's Maya. I am Simone's biggest fan ever. I think she's so talented and very flexible. She has a very confident face. I love her. She's a queen.
Have you ever met her?
No, I haven't, but one day I will love meeting her. My cousins met her and he said that she was very kind.
Do you think she has been a victim of discrimination?
Yeah, she have. People think that because she's small, she's weak, but the truth is that she's a very strong woman, mentally and physically. Her life was so hard before her success. Her parents left her when she was a little girl. She has been victim of racism and even sexual violence, but she never gave up. That's why I admire her.
Yeah, she's very amazing. She has been Olympic champion 11 times. She fights against racism and sexual abuse. Have you a message for her if she heard this podcast?
Yeah, if you heard it, Simone, know that I love your confidence and you are such a model for me. You are my favorite gymnast. You are an inspiring person. And one day, if I had the opportunity, I will be in the first row of the audience to see you performing.
Okay, thank you, Mia. Mrs. Elias and the big fan Emma. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.